Welcome to another Fast Friday edition of the Character Chronicles. Where each and every Friday we keep it quick and easy. Brought to you from Nebraska Spine Hospital. Today I want to look at the offensive side of the ball. The players that we have on the roster. Now there's 68 players currently on the Nebraska offensive side of the ball if you look at their roster. And I broke it down just a little bit. Now 9% of those 68 players are seniors. 17% are juniors. 19% are sophomores. 24% are redshirt freshmen, and 31% are true freshmen. That means only 26% of the players we have on the offensive side of the ball right now are upperclassmen. 74% are underclassmen. If you look at just the freshmen, the true and the redshirt freshmen combined, 55% of the players on offense right now for Nebraska are freshmen. How is this going to impact the Husker offense going into the 2019 campaign? Now, remember that spring game that we played not so long ago, the kind of boring, blasé, not all that fun to watch spring game? In my very humble opinion, I think a lot of that had to do, obviously, Adrian Martinez didn't play a ton, J.D. Spielman didn't play at all. I get all that. But I think a lot of that had to do with the youth on offense. I also think a lot of it had to do with the experience on defense. The defensive line for the black shirts this year has a lot of experience. The back end, the secondary, could very well be the strength of this team, along with the quarterback position. We have a lot of experience, even at the linebacker position, but on the offensive side of the ball, it could be a little bit tough sledding, especially at the beginning of the year. We might have to rely more on the black shirts this year than we did last year, all right, because the offense is youthful. They're going to have to catch up. They're going to have to grow. I know Adrian Martinez. I fully would not be surprised to see him in New York as a finalist for the Heisman Trophy, but you got to keep in mind, we don't exactly have the same weapons around him that we did a year ago. Along with the youth, we don't have Stanley Morgan Jr. All right, we're trying to find more wide receivers. You know, we got a couple offensive line spots we got to fill up front. Divine Ozigbo's gone. Maurice Washington's a question mark. Now, it's not all doom and gloom. Let me be very, very clear. This is Scott Frost offense. They're going to put up points. I don't think you can expect 50-plus point performances like we had towards the end of last season. The black shirts have the capability and may have to step up at least at the beginning part of the 2019 season until the offense catches up. And if you watch practice this past spring, the defense was definitely winning those battles. So it'll be interesting to see how fast and how long it takes the offense to catch up to the defense. And also with all this youth, it's going to be the 4th of July come a couple seasons from now on the offensive side of the ball. Go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bombs. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.